Blog Talk Radio.
My dear friends, ladies and gentlemen, this is the Andrew Shatkin Show on Blog Talk Radio every day of the week, Monday through Friday, sometimes at 8, sometimes at 10, sometimes at 11, and we are on the button in terms of this show. The show is concerned with literary work, with writers, and great writers. It's concerned with politics. I'm conservative, but I have other things that concern me as a Christian. I am concerned for the poor and underclass, and I also, this show has a religious or biblical, adheres to biblical revelation. We have focused on the parables of Jesus at times, and the parable I'm going to talk about tonight is called the parable of the doorkeeper. It's found in Mark 13, 33-37, and Luke 12, 35-40. I want to give you a little indication of what I am, who I am as a person, so you can be prepared to what I might be saying here. It's the politically incorrect show. We don't go in for political correctness. We're in for honest discernment and honest truth. We're interested in critical thinking to get at the truth, however you might get it, usually through biblical revelation, but also through great writers such as Tolstoy and Milton and Ian Foster, among others, and T.S. Eliot. But this show is a politically incorrect show. We take the consequences of what we feel is true and not false. Second, I'm a Christian, and I adhere to the full revelation of the Bible from Genesis to Revelation. Every word I believe are the words of God in Christ, and I don't deviate from that position. I also see myself a Christian, and I adhere to the creeds of the Church, Athanasian, Nicene, and Apostles' Creed. And if I read books, I read great books such as St. Augustine, T.S. Eliot, G.K. Chesterton, C.S. Lewis, John Bunyan, St. Augustine, Bonhoeffer, and Calvin and Luther, and many, many others that concern me and that inspire me. Such as he, and of course John Milton, one of my great favorites, who inspires me beyond belief. I will say that I run two radio shows here, a podcast show and a Blog Talk radio show, and both have a wide international audience. And I'm pleased to say many from Saudi Arabia and Muslim countries visit these shows. They're Christian orientation, but I welcome all faiths. And I am wanting and willing and able to dialogue with all faiths and all points of view. I'm interested in what people have to say. I'm interested in that faith system. I want to know about it. For me, Jesus can be found in the face of any human being in any place at any time. I particularly welcome my Muslim brothers and sisters who, in fact, visit these shows quite frequently. I have a friend, a philosophy student in Iran, who loves my Christian books. She is that intelligent that she is willing to listen to other and many points of view, including Christian points of view. Next, I am a writer. I've written 10 books, Christian books and legal books. The Christian books are Essays in the Christian Worldview, Essays in Folk Culture, Politics, and Philosophy, and a book on the parables, an interpretation of the 41 parables of Jesus. The parables are terribly important to me because they represent the mind and words of God in Christ in every way. I read them. This book interprets them, and I hope it's helpful. There's 41 of them that the book interprets and seeks to understand. The parables are very important to me because they are the words and mind of Jesus Christ. And it is very difficult for us to fathom the depth of thinking involved in these parables. We can only begin to understand Christ to a certain extent in what he's talking about in these parables. I also am preparing other books, a book on the miracles in the Bible, a book on the book of Job, who was an Edomite, who wasn't Jewish, and he had trials and tests given him by God. It's a wonderful book and a great book. I also have written 3 blog books, and I am very happy to write these books. The blogs are political. They are theological. They are political and theological literary, and they are all in the process of being written and prepared and publishers being sought. So that is about it for me tonight. I've written 3 very massive articles in Syracuse Law Review and the Criminal Procedure, which has been bought by the United States Supreme Court and by many universities throughout the world, in Europe and Asia and Africa. And it has also been bought by the State Department. I've written 2 articles for Academicus, an Albanian scientific journal, which has also been bought by many universities throughout the world, and, of course, by the State Department. Tonight I'm going to talk about a parable that perhaps is not well known. It's really quite fascinating. It's found in Mark 13, 33-37, and in Luke 12, 35-40. It's called the parable of the doorkeeper. In Mark, he says, take heed, you do not know when the time will come, meaning when God will come to you, Jesus will come, return. It's like a man going on a journey when he leaves home, puts his servants in charge, each with his work, and commands the doorkeeper to be on the watch. This is a very significant set of thoughts. He says, take heed, you don't know when the time will come, namely when Jesus will return to judge the world and separate those he loves and those who he may not be very happy with. He says it's like going on a journey when he leaves home and puts his servants in charge, each with his work, and commands the doorkeeper to be on watch. And then Jesus tells us a very important sentence here. Watch, therefore, for you don't know when the master of the house will come, in the evening or at midnight or at cockcrow in the morning, lest he come suddenly and find you asleep. What I say to you, I say to all, watch. He means that we must be ready at all times to watch when Jesus will come, whether in the evening or midnight or cockcrow. He's called the master of the house here, but it's meant Christ, or in the morning. He says this master, or Jesus, it's an analogy, lest he come suddenly and find you asleep. And therefore he says, watch. And then the same parable is found in Luke 12, 35-40. And Jesus says, let your loins be girded and your lamps burning, and be like men who are waiting for their master to come home from the marriage feast, that they may open to him at once when he comes and knocks. Again, the master is an analogy to Christ. And he says, be like men. Keep your loins girded, your lamps burning, and like men who are waiting for their master to come home from the marriage feast, so they can open to him when he comes and knocks. And blessed are those Christians, those believers, those servants, whom the master finds awake when he comes. For truly I say to you, he will gird himself and have them sit at table and will come and serve them. So Jesus says here that blessed are the servants who the master finds awake, namely those who are adhering to Christ. When he comes, they are ready. Blessed are the servants. He said to you, he will gird himself and have them sit at table. And he will come and serve them. So the master will have them sit with him at table, and he will come, Jesus will come, and serve them. And he comes in the second watch or third and finds them so. Blessed are those servants. But know this, if the householder had known at what hour the thief was coming, he would not have left the house to be broken into. So really what Jesus is saying here, let your loins be girded and your lamps burning, and like men who are waiting for their master to come from the marriage feast. Blessed are those servants whom the master finds awake when he comes. And then he says, that master will have them sit at table, the servants sit with him, and he will, like Jesus, come and serve them. And if he comes to the second watch or the third and finds them so, blessed are those servants. Then he says, know this, if the householder or master had known at what hour the thief was coming. Namely, I don't think Jesus is exactly a thief, but it's an analogy. If the household had known at what hour this person was coming, he wouldn't have left his house to be broken into. So he said, the Son of Man is coming unexpectedly. So we have to understand that it's not that he says that, be ready, like men who are waiting for their master to come home from the Pharisees. So they open to him at once when he comes and knocks. Blessed are those servants whom that master finds awake when he comes. Truly I say to you, he will gird himself and have them sit at table and come and serve them. So you must be ready, as Jesus says, for the Son of Man is coming at an unexpected hour. This parable is really concerned. I offer an interpretation of these parables in the sense that they concern itself with the return of Christ. The meaning of the parable, I think, can be readily understood and interpreted. Essentially, Jesus says that one doesn't know when God in him, when he will return. In Mark, he says it's like a man going on a journey who puts people in charge. In Luke, he says the master is returning from the marriage feast. He tells us that we, the servants of the doorkeeper, must be ready for his return. So really the point of the parable is concerned with the return of Christ. And the meaning of the parable is, as I interpret it, that we don't, Jesus says that one does not know when he will return. And Mark says it's like man going on a journey who puts people in charge. And Luke says it's like a master returning from a marriage feast. And he tells us that the servants or doorkeeper must be ready. It's extremely significant that in Luke he says that when he does return, the servants will sit at the table with him, Christ, and he will serve them. In Luke, he tells us to be ready for his unexpected return. He says that the householder, if he had known when the thief was coming, wouldn't have left the house. So this is basically a kind of a overview of this parable. I'm going to talk about it again tomorrow night because I've hit the highlights here about the parable being concerned with the unexpected return of Christ. And I'm going to go over it again tomorrow so we can get a sense of the gospel is saying here, and I do hope that I am able to talk to you more about this. Thanks. Bye.